Good morning. Welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. I'm Ron Fruit. Today we have the privilege of talking about an important issue for our community, and I'm delighted to be able to welcome to the studio today Janetta Kirkpatrick and Fred Cleary. Janetta is the chair of the Richland County Board. Fred is our vice chair. Both are a part of the Board of Trustees at Pine Valley Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center, where Fred serves as the chair and Janetta is the vice chair. I think many of us are aware lots of discussions and decisions and really thinking ahead has been taking place in regards to Pine Valley. And today we hope to be able to lay that foundation on some of the work that's been done by the County Board and some of the important decisions that lie ahead. Fred, Janetta, thank you for taking time out of your schedules to be our guests. Janetta, when I think we think about this, your counterparts on the Richland County Board over decades, a long, long time, maybe the common thread has been to make decisions about how long-term care or taking care of those who have special challenges in our community would be handled, because you have been in this business for a long time. We have as a county.
Yes, the county has. The state of Wisconsin has, too, has a long, rich history of taking care of the poor, the frail, and the elderly, and it's part of the mission. Richland County first started in 1878. I mean, think about that. That was 137 years ago that the county purchased 200 acres of land in Bloom Township and built a farm. It was called the Poor Farm, and that was the start of Richland County taking care of others that were less fortunate. And that's where it all started. Then in 1878, they built what is now on the property that's where Pine Valley is. They built an asylum that was considered state of the art, described as a beautiful piece of architecture. They, I think, borrowed, I can't remember exactly how much money, but it was built. And then when that burnt down in 1929, there was a building built that's what's known was known as Pine Valley West. And at that time, the county had three separate operations. They had a general hospital, they had a county farm, and they had a county home. So it's been a long history of taking care of those less fortunate.
If I could have made one change in any of those historical decisions, I wish we could have called it Pine Valley from the start.
Yes. It was a sign of the time. Mm-hmm. And what Richland County has done has evolved with that thought. And yes, it's too bad they called it the Poor Farm and the Asylum. But the real piece is that they were caring for others.
And I think it was a significant day when the name changed, and Fred, I don't remember how many years it was, when it went from Pine Valley Manor to Pine Valley Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center. I think the significance of the name change was far more than the words that were used. It better described the mission and the goal of Pine Valley.
That's completely correct, Ron. That's been probably 15 years ago now the name change actually occurred. I'm working from memory here,
but longer.
Could be even longer. But that, just changing the name was very important in identifying what occurs. It's at the facility at that time and still today.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the facility. You've been a part of the Board of Trustees for a long time. When I think about the changes you've seen, certainly some have been in the physical plant. A lot of them have been in policies and procedures, haven't they?
Oh, yes. That's for certain. It has a very rich history with it. Ron, basically, the existing building was basically built in two phases, one in the 50s and another one in the 70s. And in 1992, the third floor was retroed into a special care unit, which still exists today. In 2003, the facility began specializing in treating difficult wounds. And in 2006, we renovated the first floor and expanded the physical therapy area. And all of those things were done to meet the needs of our residents.
The rehabilitation of the building you did in 2006 opened the door to a lot more outpatient service for Pine Valley, didn't it?
Yes, it did. We're pretty proud of our therapy services. One thing, and I don't have it here with me today, but every month the trustees look at how many people we are able to discharge back home. And that's a success story all by itself.
That's a source of pride, isn't it, for the trustees and for every member of the team at Pine Valley?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Tell us about the role of the trustees, the kinds of things that you as a group discuss, and a part of that team then is also the team at Pine Valley, isn't it?
Oh, very much so. The present trustee board is a 7-member board. There's 5 county board members, and then we have 2 citizen members with medical background on them. We rely very much on the medical side of it because it is a medical facility. We started this process, if I may, looking at 3 factors for a new facility or a revised facility. First of all, the existing facility has pretty much lived its useful life. The buildings become expensive to maintain and to run. Utilities are skyrocketing. It's not well insulated. We've got old windows and inefficient boilers, and all of those things we're addressing. There's been multiple studies. The most recent study, Ron, was in 2012. In that study, we started to renovate the entire facility. I mean, we looked at renovating it. The cost of renovation was going to be at least $10 million. And that really wasn't going to address all of our inefficiencies in the building, which was unfortunate. Plus, we were going to have lost revenue because during renovation, you can't keep residents in the area of the building that you're renovating. So that was going to be a revenue loss. We were going to have no savings on our utilities, or very minimal savings on our utilities. One thing we're planning on doing with the new facility, if it works, is we're going to go geothermal, which is going to give tremendous energy savings for us in the future.
But when I think about 2012 and I think about 2015, the world has changed significantly since then, hasn't it? I mean, and maybe even we go to that with demographics, Janetta, to you. But if I look around this table, I know how many of us are in the baby boomer generation. We have a pretty good majority at this table in that category, and that is a factor, isn't it?
Right. If you're talking about the demographics of our community, yes, then that was one of the factors that we looked at. Currently, Richland County has between 20 and 22% of their population 65 years and older. And that is going to change. It's projected that in 10 years, that'll be 26%, and in 25 years, it'll be 35%. So think about that number. There'll be about 5,000 people in the county, about the size of Richland Center, will be 65 and older. And so we really have to think of that demographic piece. Baby boomers is the word that comes to mind, and they are driving the industry and what it is that they want in a facility that they may be there short term, because our average stay is 29 days. People don't realize that. But they want a place that looks, smells, and feels like home. And they want their amenities. They want Wi-Fi. They want their own room. They want their own bathroom. They want cable TV. And that's what they're going to be searching out when they look at that short stay or that long stay.
You know, I think about how our community has changed too, Janetta, that in the earlier years, you know, your grandparents probably lived within 5 miles or 10 miles and right. all your siblings were within that same circle. Unfortunately today, or it is what it is, there are many people who do not have immediate family that they can fall back on.
Correct. That's true. And you also have the history of people living in a home. My parents never lived alone until my youngest sister went to college because there was a grandparent or someone in the home, and that just doesn't happen anymore. Some of us have tried it, and it is difficult to have a parent living with you.
The other thing is that our life expectancy has changed.
Yes.
You as a board are dealing with a much different circumstance than your counterparts did a century ago.
Right. Right. And the 65-year-old is not expected to come to Pine Valley for a long term, but the short term. The demographics on the, just to talk about what the patients were like in 2014, there were 114 patients admitted to Pine Valley during that year. 69 of those patients returned home. The average stay was 29 days. And so the public's perception of a nursing home being a place where you go to end your life or for the end of life is really out of sync with what's really happening, even at Pine Valley. In addition to those patients, there were 44 outpatients. These patients averaged coming for therapy for 2 or 3 times a week. They came for about a month. And their ages ranged from very young to very old. So that was the outpatient population. Reasons for coming: motorcycle accident, rehabbing from a fall or surgery, veterans getting therapy after combat injuries, and work comp injuries. So we have some very unique situations that are being addressed with our Pine Valley facility.
Also, if you look at demographics, I thought it was interesting in the information that you provided, Janetta, that there are times when you have not been able to, as a facility, accommodate requests to receive service simply because of partly the configuration and your population there.
Yes. Currently, the rooms, almost all of them are double occupancy, semi-private, with a shared bath. And they're at Pine Valley currently. One patient a week is turned away because there's not a match. Match meaning one patient may have an infectious disease that wouldn't want someone else in the room. They may have special equipment that two people can't fit in the room. Or with some of the younger ones, they don't want a roommate. And so we've had to and then the whole issue of you need to match up. If it's a male in the room, you would need another male patient to go in that room, and the match is not there. It might be a female trying to get into the facility or vice versa. So, yes, that has become a real concern. One day, one patient a week means that's revenue that we're losing because we can't take them in.
But at 29 days, I think most people would be surprised. I guess in some ways the 29 days surprises me. There's a lot of turnover, isn't there?
Yes, yes. People are coming for other reasons, and the industry has changed. They don't want our elderly to go to a nursing home. They're trying to keep them in their homes as long as possible. And so that 29 days is recovery from surgery or some kind of rehabbing. That's the average day. So that's new.
The other thing is that I think if we look at the healthcare delivery system in the community, Pine Valley really has a good relationship with the Richland Hospital and Richland Medical Center, doesn't it? And
yes.
In terms of the management of my surgery or my illness, Pine Valley becomes a critical piece oftentimes in the recovery.
Yes, we've heard that the doctors are saying, oh, you have to keep the facility. Where would we send people? So it's a key piece of recovery.
Certainly, we're going to continue our conversation in a moment. We'll take a break. Janetta Kirkpatrick and Fred Cleary are our guests on the morning show today. Pine Valley Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center is our subject, and the upcoming decisions the Richland County Board will be making as to the future of Pine Valley. Hope that you'll stay with us. Our program continues in a moment. Today, the spotlight on our morning show is shining on Pine Valley Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center and the important decisions Richland County will be making, in particular, the Board of Supervisors, hopefully with your input and your involved and informed opinions. We're pleased to have Janetta Kirkpatrick with us today, the chair of the Richland County Board. Our vice chair of the county board, Fred Cleary, is here. Both Janetta and Fred serve on the Board of Trustees for Pine Valley. And in that case, Fred is the chair and Janetta is the vice chair. Fred, there have been a lot of good things that have come from Pine Valley and the way the community has supported it. One that I think of recently was the Electric Bed Project, where the community just really embraced, I think, the work that was being done at Pine Valley and said, this is something we need to do. And really, a large project was completed by the community in a fairly short period of time.
That's correct. We were extremely grateful for the response that the community provided. That was a very large project in itself, and it was a necessary and very needed one. It really aided the care of the residents tremendously and helped staff out in caring for them. So, again, we're very grateful for the response on that project. And you're right, it was completed in a relatively short time period.
As a trustee, was it rewarding and even encouraging to think we're on the right track with what the community sees us doing?
Oh, definitely so. Very much so. Long-term care has been evolving for many years, and it's going to continue to evolve. It's a moving target, so to speak. We started noticing the fact that rehab is very important in a facility. And as Janetta mentioned earlier about the types of care that's provided, infectious diseases are more prevalent now. And bacteria, resistant to antibiotics, all of that type of thing occurs. Customers, they expect a nice, friendly place. It's more than just staffing, that occurs there. Research does show that the federal government continues to adjust how it views long-term care. And our own state, with discussions, talks about that. So it's an evolving industry.
The trustees 50 years ago, if they were told, please brush up on your Medicare, if the same assignment was given to you with Medicare's regulations today, I mean, it would be a full-time job just to try to study that aspect of long-term care, wouldn't it?
Oh, definitely. They pay based on what they call rugs. And all I know about rugs is I don't want to know anymore. because it's quite extensive. A lot of paperwork is involved there. And the staff does an excellent job in maintaining that.
You affirmed the comment that Medicare is complicated. It is incredibly complicated.
It is.
And it is and if you don't have someone who's an advocate for you as a family, it's difficult to be able to navigate that stream.
Yes, it is. And we have most of our patients either on Medicare or Medicaid. And so you have to be an expert for them and for yourself because the pay system it's extremely complicated, and we have several people that's their job is to make sure we get paid by those two entities.
And that's why what Fred said before was so important, why rehabilitation and having that aspect is important, because it's so closely tied to Medicare, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And when that facility was rented, or when that piece was added, the revenue from the facility, from the rehab, paid for itself in a very short time. So it's something that we're very proud of that we've added that piece, and it's been a good piece for Pine Valley, but it's also a good piece for the community.
Let's talk a little bit about where the county board is right now, where it's going, what's going to be happening in the next few weeks, Fred.
Okay. Well, first, back in the spring of 2014, the board did appoint a subcommittee of county board members, Tom Crofton, Bob Bellman, Don Seep, Larry Sobranek joined Virginia Wiedenfield and Janetta and myself on that subcommittee. And we were, of course, aided by staff members, Kathy at the facility, and Angie Alexander and Steve Alexander. Our job was to research and study the needs of Pine Valley Healthcare and make a recommendation to the county board. That was the job that was given. We hired a consultant to aid us in that study for the operations, both current and in the future. Whipfley, which is a national firm that provides guidance for long-term care, did a market analysis and needs for that. And I should point out, that was the third market analysis that we had done. The first one was done in the late 1990s, and another one was done in the early 2000s. So it's not like this was the first one we ever did. And interestingly enough, each market analysis basically said to construct a new facility. The concept of construction management was researched, and that's a different concept than what Richland County's ever done in the past. And the committee felt someone was needed to assist with the planning and budgeting and supervision of this construction. Several firms were interviewed, and the firm of C.G. Smith was actually the winning company for the construction management portion. We then went forward and actually started to design, hired an architect, architectural firm, I should say, and started to put together an actual design of the facility. I know I'm going to mispronounce their name, so I apologize. Epstein Yun Earn, okay, architects were the who we contracted with to design the facility. Right along the same line, we brought in Carol Worth, she's been a longtime financial advisor for the county, because financing the project is just as important as designing it. Tom Crofton has been a tremendous asset to the committee because of his construction background, and we really thank him for that time period. Another committee member, Bob Bellman, went and investigated a grant form for us, which is to be considered in the construction course. So with this construction management team, and it is a team in that, and with the architectural team and with our subcommittee as a team and the staff, there's been quite a bit of work done since 2012. And at this point, we're ready to start showing some of the final plans.
Janetta, when I think about it, somebody who maybe hasn't been paying attention might think, gosh, I've heard a lot lately, but it seems that there's been a lot going on for a long period of time. And now it's really where you're coming to the point where you'll make some final decisions. Is that correct?
That's correct. And, you know, people have been asking, well, what's going on? We have been very diligent about studying this. We've met about, well, I don't know how many times, but almost every other 2 weeks, or every other week for the last 5 months to really look at the various aspects of this, the facility, the financing, and the market. You know, we're convinced that the market is there, and now we just need to design that building, or to build that building that fits that market, because we've done that. We've been very diligent about looking at what it is that we need to do. The committee has been very conscious of being respectful and being good stewards of the taxpayers' dollar. We've looked at various ways that we can save money, and that's been very important to us.
Certainly, when I think about it, as supervisors, this will be historically one of the large decisions that supervisors will make for the people of Richland County.
It will be. Yeah, it is. And that's why we really felt that the research, the study needed to be there. We couldn't just say, well, everybody thinks we need Pine Valley, let's just do it. It's something, it's a decision that will impact the taxpayers for quite some time. And so you really have to put some thought into it. And the research was very, very important.
What is going to happen now? Your board meeting is coming up soon. Will this, you know, what aspect of Pine Valley Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center and moving forward will be a part of the next county board meeting, Janetta?
The next county board meeting will be a presentation of what does it look like? And that will give the board members a chance to see that. Community members, that we will release that to the community as soon as that board meeting is over. And then we'll follow with a special meeting in May. And that question that will be answered is, what's it going to cost? Because we want to give them some time to look at it, see what it looks and feels like, and then take a special meeting just to talk about the financing so that everyone understands what that's going to look like. It's a very important piece. It's very important that we have Carol Worth. She has been, long before I've been on the county board for 10 years, she was, I don't know how many years she's advised the county, but she's trusted by all the county board members, and that's very important that she will be speaking to them about that piece of the financing.
Her name also comes up when school districts do referendums, doesn't
she it? She gets around. She mm-hmm. is just a phenomenal woman who... I love her approach and her philosophy. She's very, very conservative, and that's what you need. You don't want someone saying, oh, yeah, this'll probably work. She's very diligent in doing the math and doing the research and looking at what's going to be our best option. And she's been doing that with us now with trading off of borrowing from the state trust fund as opposed to going out for bonds and moving that around and looking at short-term borrowing versus long-term borrow initially. So she's really has her head in the game, so to speak, and she really takes on the project as if it's personally hers, and that's what we need. And we've had that piece from C.J. Schmidt in that they've really worked with us. They've listened to us. They've heard what we want and what we think we can afford, and they've really made great improvements to the piece because they've listened to the committee, and that feels really, really good too.
So you have this special meeting in May. Will there be a decision made at that point, or when and who will make the final decision, Janetta?
That will be the decision. According to Wisconsin law, county boards do not have to go to referendum to build, but they do have to have 3/4 of a vote to pass the borrowing referendum, borrowing resolution, excuse me. And so that will be required at the May meeting.
And that will be a special meeting then?
Yes.
Okay, to which the public will be welcome.
They will be, but it will be a county board meeting, mm-hmm. and the public is always welcome
certainly
to the county board meetings, but it will be May 21st, and that's when we meet in the evenings, and so it'll be an evening meeting.
And then will that be the final word, or will there then be things that will take place after that or be required as a result of whatever decision might be made at the May county board meeting?
Go ahead.
Well, that's I think to answer the question, that's probably not necessarily the final, because if the board agrees to proceed with the borrowing for the project, then we go to the bidding part of it, because we've not taken any bids yet, obviously, not gotten... you have to get the plans approved by the state, and there's more hurdles to go through, but the decision to borrow the money to do it will be key.
And that's really why we haven't talked about where a wall would be or how many floors or anything else, because those decisions are subsequent to really the financial impacts, and the viability of the facility is decided by the supervisors, Fred?
Correct. We do have pretty much a final design the architects have done. I don't think I'm letting much out of the bag and saying it's going to be a one-story building. Not a three-story building like it is today. And the design that will be presented has taken into consideration quality of construction and operating efficiencies. Both were high priorities to meet. As I mentioned earlier, the geothermal heating and cooling system is, in my opinion, very, very important because it has tremendous operational cost reductions.
Because now you have window air conditioners in a lot of the rooms, don't you?
Every room.
Yes, yes.
Which most of us who are not heating contractors would say,
oh my God.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
You know, one factor we didn't mention, I think it's key, residents are going to be able to control the temperature within their own room. That's something that doesn't occur now. And that's also very key for this project.
We'll take a final break. Jeanetta Kirkpatrick and Fred Clary are our guests on the morning show today on WRCA Radio. I hope you'll stay with us. On the morning show today on WRCO Radio, we're talking about the decisions that are ahead for the Richland County Board and the people of Richland County in regards to what will happen at Pine Valley Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center. Fred Clary and Jeanetta Kirkpatrick are our guests. Fred, you've been on, as we mentioned, on the Board of Trustees for many, many years. You've made a lot of important decisions over time, and I think, as I recall our conversations and recall conversations that I've had on this program with members of the staff at Pine Valley, there was a desire to allow local residents to keep their family members close to home, and that was one role that Pine Valley filled that was very important.
Yes, that is one of our primary goals as trustees, was to provide a facility that accommodates our local residents, so you don't have to travel 40, 50, 60 miles to visit a loved one. We felt that was very, very important in our planning for the facility, existing facility, and for the new facility. Again, it's one of the high priorities.
You know, Jeanette, I think everyone would say, I'd like to live a long, healthy life, be able to stay at home. Unfortunately, we don't get to write this script for our lives.
Right. And that's where the county has always had a history, a rich history, and they want to continue the care. This piece, this project, will be sort of the next piece of the care of the elderly as we have evolved in the changing society, and the project is that next step of care for the elderly, because we want them to stay close to home. We want to be able to accommodate the rising aging population that we have in Richland County, and we believe that this would be that next piece in the evolution of Richland County's history.
As supervisors, then, you will have a chance, those who aren't on the trustee board, to be able to see clearly in your next meeting the plans then, correct?
Yes, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday it will be, indeed, right. Won't the 21st and be all set. For people who have questions, they want to provide input to their supervisor, this would be a good time to share an opinion, wouldn't
it? Yes, it would be. And that's what we depend on. We're elected to represent our constituents, and if they have an opinion, let us know.
Fred, anything you'd like to say in conclusion? You mentioned during the break, it's hard to sum up three plus years of work into 30 seconds, but if given that responsibility, are there some things you'd especially like to say?
All along, I think the primary thing was to provide high quality care to our residents, and that's been the number one priority all along. And that's the tradition we want to continue.
Janetta, anything you'd like to say?
The subcommittee has been a phenomenal experience. Those 10 people have come together and respectfully disagreed and agreed and have moved forward with what we believe is a good plan. But those 10 people, particularly the staff members who have their day job and then serve on the committee, we've really loaded them up the last few months, and they've done a tremendous job of bringing us information, looking at the demographics and looking at the research to see what it is that we need to do next. So the committee is to be commended for the work that they've done.
Excellent. It's good to have both of you here. The next step, of course, is the meeting coming up on the 21st. Yeah. The two of you will be back to join us in May.
Maybe.
Yes, you will. It's already in ink on the calendar.
We'll
look forward to that opportunity where we then can really reflect on the discussion, maybe some of the questions that come up, and have an opportunity to set the stage before the next major point on the timeline and the decisions to be made for Pine Valley Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
And again, if you do have a question or concern, now is the time to talk with your supervisor and share that information, or certainly to stay with us and watch the local paper and other opportunities to be able to learn about Pine Valley Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center. We'll be back with more on The Morning Show tomorrow. Best wishes for a great Thursday.